Behold, now what is so good or so joyous as for brethren to dwell together in unity? It is like the oil of myrrh upon the head, which runneth down upon the beard of Aaron, which runneth down to the fringe of his raiment. This is from Psalm 132, the first two verses. And a portion of this psalm is used when the priest vests and puts on his epitracheo. It is actually said with a different preamble. Blessed is God who poureth out his grace upon his priest, like the oil of myrrh upon the head, which runneth down upon the beard of Aaron, which runneth down to the fringe of his raiment. So that preamble is said, instead of, behold now what is so good or joyous as for brethren to dwell together in unity. But we should remember, especially us clergy, that when we vest, where this vesting prayer comes from, it comes from Psalm 132. And it speaks of unity of the brethren. So when we serve the liturgy, we're serving in unity with the brethren. We all share the same human condition. We all have the same needs. We all have the same God. And we should be entered into that unity at all times during our life, but I would say especially during the liturgy. Just recently, we had a lot of snow and ice, or mostly ice, and it was touch and go for whether or not we would be able to have services. Actually, several churches were not able to have services. Actually, one church was without power during the Saturday and Sunday. But we had power, thank God, and I informed my flock that absolutely I was going to serve the service. And it really didn't matter to me so much how many people came. It was a very small amount of people that came. Because in serving the liturgy, the work of the people, that's what the word means, I, as their pastor, was in unity with them. I was praying for their souls and was united with them when I served. When the priest puts on the epitracheal, it has fringe on the bottom, and that fringe designates the souls that the priest is responsible for, that he's, as it were, carrying. Not in any way that he thinks that he saves them, but that he bears their burdens. Well, the only way that you can bear the burden of another human being is to feel united with him. Not united in opinions or united in actions, but united in the human condition and in the need to know the Savior and to be united with the Savior. If we feel this, then we don't judge others. We notice sins. That's fine to notice sins. It's stupid to pretend people don't sin. But we have a sense of being part of them. That when my brother sins, it is as if I am harmed as well. And actually, I shouldn't say it is as if. To a Christian who feels totally united with mankind, when a man sins, he feels the pain. This is an important virtue that is difficult to cultivate. I think it's helpful to my sinful soul that I serve the liturgy, because that is the ultimate expression of unity. We are bringing our poor gifts before the Lord and offering them, and he is sending down his grace upon us. And in the liturgy, we also have a place where we pray for those who are here and those who are not here, those who are absent. And that is an important prayer that is in line with this psalm. We must be in unity with all of mankind. Now, that only happens when we learn to love. And to the extent that we do not love, that's to the extent that we do not have unity with our brother. It doesn't matter if our brother is against us in terms of slandering us or hurting us. That doesn't define unity. What defines unity is that we love our brother because he is completely united with us. He is our flesh too. And when we have that feeling, then we are truly powerful in our effects when we minister to the brethren. Behold now what is so good or joyous as for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the oil of myrrh upon the head, which runneth down upon the beard of Aaron, which runneth down to the fringe of his raiment. Amen.